This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A coroner has identified the man killed in a shootout with a state trooper over the weekend. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Victor Anthony DeSantiago was a longtime resident of Colorado with an extensive criminal record, including menacing and drug possession charges. His identity has been the subject of speculation among conservative social media accounts, who claim DeSantiago was a member of a Venezuelan gang. Colorado State Patrol said DeSantiago was a U.S. citizen born in California who lived in Thornton prior to his death. He died Saturday after allegedly ambushing a state patrol trooper parked in the center median of U.S. Highway 36 in Westminster. The trooper, Corporal Ty Simcox, survived the encounter. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Five wolves intended to reestablish the species in Colorado are being held in an undisclosed location after state wildlife officials captured them. A sixth wolf is believed to have died from a series of injuries. The State Division of Parks and Wildlife decided to relocate what was known as the Copper Creek Pack after one wolf was suspected of preying on livestock. The state plans to stabilize the pack and release them later. A funeral procession will honor a state roadway worker who was killed on the job last week. Trent Umberger was a 7-year employee with CDOT. He and co-worker Nathan Jones were fatally hit by a driver while walking on Highway 6 in Mesa County. Community members who wish to pay their respects can view the procession along Alberta Avenue in Palisade or from the frontage roads along Highway 6. It begins tomorrow at noon. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 4:06.